Hey everybody, Jerome Bivens in Baltimore, and today is the day that Donald Trump's first criminal trial, actually begins. Jury selection was last week. This morning there will be opening statements, so the trial will get started. After opening statements, the state will call its first witness. But I don't really want to talk about that. I want to talk about Trump, and I want to talk about Nixon. And I want you to think about the comparisons. And in my mind, and this discussion is an infinite discussion, and I really invite feedback, but in my mind, there are at least three differences between the two men and the times that they lived in. With Nixon, it was a different country. If you look at the Republican Party now and the Republican Party then, the Republican Party then, in the time of Nixon, was not so much about party, not so much about an individual. They were about the country and patriotism, true patriotism, which means you devote yourself to your country above all else. That's not the way it is now. That's not the way it is with Donald Trump. In addition, we have to. There's no way in the world you can engage in any type of intelligent discussion in 2024 and not consider the impact of technology and social media. And I don't really have all the answers when it comes to technology and social media. I'm not a media expert by any stretch of the imagination, although I have watched TV for more than 64 years. But the point is, people... we didn't have social media in the time of Nixon. And I would suspect that most people got their information from print media or from television. And this is kind of connected to the first point. The media coverage during the time of Nixon was more about country and patriotism than anything else. The media coverage now and social media is so fractured. It's so divided. That's why so many people out here, particularly those that support Trump, are confused because they don't know what to believe. They believe that the government of the United States is the enemy. Therefore, they support Trump because he is the great white hope. The third difference has got to be the two men themselves. And I don't know a lot about Donald Trump other than what I've seen, I guess, for the last 10 years or so. Of course I was alive, but, you know, obviously when Nixon was in the White House, there were a lot of social studies about that man. And the one thing that I can point to as a major difference, when Nixon got caught with his hand up that little girl's dress, he pulled it back, and he put it in his pocket, and he says, "I'm ashamed," and he went home. Donald Trump, on the other hand, stuck his hand way up there further and turned around and smiled and said to all the idiots that support him, "Hey, do you like it?" The point being, Nixon bowed out for the benefit of his party, for the benefit of the office of the presidency, for the benefit of the country. Donald Trump, not so fast. Donald Trump is not about country. He's not about the Republican Party. And he's certainly not about the United States. Donald Trump is about Donald Trump. And that's where we are now. And I didn't say this. Somebody else much smarter than me said this. This guy couldn't get a job in the mall. So where does he come from thinking he's qualified to be president? Justice for everybody.